You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, local historian Anne Gray talks to her friend, Catherine Cook Brown, about her memories of downtown Chattanooga.
I want to talk a little bit about some of your memories of growing up. As you know, I'm here doing, as a local historian, doing lots of things in Chattanooga, so I'm interested in what downtown Chattanooga used to be, what impression that made to you as a young girl in the 1930s and the 1940s.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting to leave South Pittsburgh. And we would get to the Tennessee River, and at that time, it was a toll bridge. And so we would drive up, and we'd talk to the man that was there, and that's when you would find out who was already in Chattanooga for the day. He'd say, oh, so-and-so just went through. They're having a shopping day, or they're going to see the doctor, or they're going to do something else, you know. So it's always, you know, interesting to pull up and get the latest gossip.
That's funny.
Oh, we always dressed. You dressed in your best to go to Chattanooga. And so it was going from one store to the other store, which was Loveman's and Miller's.
Miller Brothers.
Miller Brothers, yes.
Did you ever eat at the lunch counter that was downstairs in the basement of Loveman's?
Oh, yes. We would go there, but usually it was the tea room.
Did you ever come to town and just spend the night at any of the local hotels?
Well, we did one time that I particularly remember was when my first cousin, Arthur, went into the Navy.
In World War II.
And it was a big occasion, and we all stayed, his parents and my parents and I, we stayed at the Reed House. And in town was Ringing Brothers Circus, and it was like the old circus. I don't know where it was, but we went, and you could see all the animals get up close to them. And, of course, the smell was horrible, you know, and you'd be walking through all of this stuff, you know, with your best shoes on and whatnot. But anyway, we did that, and then the next day we put Arthur on the train at the what is now the Choo Choo. I must say, I think about it, that he never returned from the Navy. And so it was we didn't know at the time that how this was right when we were all so having fun. And I can remember standing on the platform and waving to him.
You know, that's one of the buildings that we now have as Cornerstones, where I work, that we're going to do a total restoration to. Well, I just think it's fascinating to think what it was like here. I appreciate you coming today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
That was Anne Gray and Catherine Cook Brown. Catherine Cook Brown passed away 7 weeks after this recording was made. She is deeply missed by family, friends, and the town of South Pittsburgh. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation, and others, can be found at our website, wutc.org. The series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.